Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
Warmer temperatures should return in the next few days. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. A Brighton man is dead following a motorcycle collision. Provincial police responded to the Boundary Road area early Tuesday morning, with the area being shut down due to the investigation. An unidentified 38-year-old was killed. Anyone with information is asked to contact the OPP. Meanwhile, authorities are investigating an apparent recycling theft in Grafton. Today's Northumberland reports that OPP were called to the convenience store in the early hours of April 15th, alleging that two suspects in a U-Haul Cube van pulled into the rear of the business and loaded approximately $300 worth of empty beer cans. The theft took approximately 1 minute. The investigation is ongoing. The tendering for a new coordinated fire dispatch service for the seven municipalities of Northumberland County will proceed as discussed Wednesday at the county council meeting. Rather than patchwork of dispatch services, the county engaged Peterborough Fire Services in 2021 for a central dispatch service, with that contract about to expire at the end of the year. A tendering process for the next contract is planned. Though the matter was discussed at Council's Corporate Services Committee earlier this month, Councillor Brian Ostrander asked that the matter be discussed at County Council in order that Chief Administrative Officer Dan Borowick could provide some information on the tendering process and whether the lower-tier municipalities would be involved. Borowick says the previous tendering process had involved all seven fire chiefs and this one as well. An RFP is expected to be issued in June. In sports, Game 1 of the NHL Eastern Conference Finals goes tonight as the Canadiens are in Carolina, and the Jays continue a four-game series against the Yankees in the Bronx. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
Most businesses don't ignore cybersecurity because they don't care. They ignore it because no one explains the real business impact. Too often, security conversations are filled with technical jargon or vague warnings that don't justify a real budget. So it gets pushed aside until something breaks. At Attitude IT, we do things differently. We translate cybersecurity into a plain business language, helping leaders understand the financial impact of downtime, data loss, and operational disruption. And just as importantly, when you need support, you can reach our team quickly and we will be at your worksite right away. Our team is here to support you, guide you, and protect your business every step of the way. If you want cybersecurity and service you can rely on, visit attitudeit.ca or call 905-432-7751.
With the way the world has changed the landscape of retail, isn't it nice to know there is a place downtown Port Hope to shop? That no matter what your lifestyle, there is something for you. All Things Beautiful is a ladies' fashion boutique featuring diverse lines including Bryn Walker, Frank Lyman, Gretzias, Spanner, Piccadilly, and more. Come experience our vibe at 87 Walton Street, up the hill in downtown Port Hope. Follow me on Instagram at All Things Beautiful, Inc.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Sunny today, high 14. Clear tonight, low of 5. Sun cloud mix tomorrow, high 19. Cloudy, good chance of shower Saturday, high of 18. Turn to Northumberland 89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.